It is time for us to see your beautiful face. Let's light stuff up. Light speed ahead!
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
This episode of OMG Craft is brought to you by Bespoke Post, a product subscription club for men. Bespoke's monthly box of awesome keeps you up on the latest food, drink, fashion, and more. For 20% off your first box, go to bespokepost.com/twit. Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson. This is a show that will teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. This episode, we are going to get into the amazing world of lighting. I know what you're thinking. Lighting is so simple. You just throw a torch on the ground. There's so much more to it. And if you want to become an expert, we got to learn these basics. So you know about some lighting in the game, and it is that amazing stuff that makes plants grow, makes the bad guys not spawn, and if you're standing around in the sunlight and you're a zombie, poof, up in fire. So let's learn a little bit more, get in a little bit more detail in game. So first, let's talk about the blocks that emit light. Here they all are all lined up. Now, you can see that we have different colored hardened clay down here. For each color that we change, the light level changes. So all of these first ones that are sitting on red clay, they all have the same light level 15, which is the highest light level you can possibly get in game. That is what sunlight is at. So these emitters, like this beacon block, fire, glowstone, a jack-o'-lantern, a lava, and redstone lamps all output light level 15. Now, for every single block away that it gets away from the light emitter, you actually decrease a light level. So if I was to go 15 blocks away, I would be in light level 0. Now, why does this matter? Well, mobs, especially hostile mobs, in fact, specifically hostile mobs, will start to spawn at light level 7. So I've went ahead and put down a lapis block right at light level 7, and everything further away and on top of this lapis block could spawn a mob. So if you're trying to make sure that you don't get any baddies in your game, make sure that you at least put more light at least on this block or a little bit close by. So if we check out over here, we got light level 15. The torch is at light level 14. A furnace that is powered or has some fire left in it is light level 13. We've actually MC edited in some blocks, so you're not supposed to just have lava just floating here or this thing always on. So we've kind of hacked together these blocks that are always on. But this is at light level 13, and you can sort of see the lapis block moving in as we're getting lower and lower light levels. An activated redstone, so when I jump on it and it gives off those particles, that is at light level 9, as well as activated repeaters or comparators, they also give a light level 9. Now, this ender chest is 7, so in fact, a mob could spawn right on it. So at this point, the rest of the items are items which will not help mob spawning at all. So same thing with this activated torch. Then we get into the teeny tiny ones that only give off a light level of 1, like this mushroom right here. And you can actually see, if I put it down on the ground, you can sort of see the blocks kind of getting a little bit brighter. And that is because they give off a light level of 1. So next, let's talk about some things that you can use in your construction that will actually not deteriorate your light level. Like, let's say you're trying to make something really fancy looking. What can you use that will not block light? We'll get into that in just a bit. But first, Bespoke Post. Bespoke Post is a subscription service for men. Each month, Bespoke Post sends you an exclusive package with products ranging from gadgets to accessories and more. At bespokepost.com/twit, you can sign up and save 20% off your first month subscription. And this one, it looks like, oh my gosh, we got like whole spice and these awesome planks that you can you soak in water and then you cook like fish on. There's also this is like gourmet ketchup. Like, this isn't just Heinz. This is like super fancy ketchup made with whole tomatoes, 50% less sugar and less sodium. Can you imagine what your sandwiches would taste like with an upgraded ketchup on it? Well, go to bespokepost.com/twit and sign up. Past boxes have included coffee kits, cocktail sets, and shaving kits and more. At the beginning of each month, they will let their members know of their limited edition selections, and you can opt out and not be charged for that month's box if you would like. Having a hard time shopping for a guy who has everything? This is the best solution possible. So, if you are interested, head on over to Bespoke Post at bespokepost.com/twit and sign up. The cost is $45 per month, but of course you can save 20% off your first box by going to bespokepost.com/twit. Once again, that is bespokepost.com/twit, and we thank Bespoke Post for their amazing box of awesomeness and for supporting the Twit Network. So now let's get in game and check out some construction. So there are a few items in game which will not affect the light level of their surrounding things, like this carpet. If I place it on top, or if I go over here, let's put down another glowstone piece and place some snow on top. Now, this snow may become melted because of the glowstone, because it does that. Now, there are a few other blocks like this ice, which will decrease the light level by 3. That also happens whenever you have water. So every single time you jump into water and it gets darker, well, it's doing that because it is lowering the light level by 3. But if you are trying to make a creation where you have light hidden away, carpet, in my opinion, is one of the best ways to achieve this. Also, I really, really like the look of these leaves on top. Leaves have an interesting rule applied to them. They will actually not affect the light level of a emitter, but they will decrease the light level of the sun by 1 extra if the sun passes through leaves. Kind of an interesting behavior that leaves add, but I love to kind of put down leaves because it makes it look like a bush when you are creating something in world. So, I hope that you have learned a little bit more about light that you may not have known before. If you would like to subscribe to our future episodes, head on over to twit.tv/omgcraft and you can subscribe to all of the different versions that we make, even audio, or you can head over to youtube.com/omgcraft. And of course, on both of those pages, there's archives all the way back to episode 1. Thank you so much for watching this episode. We will see you next time. Bye!